This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's Republican Secretary of State, Christy Jacobson, has directed her office to correct misinformation in voter pamphlets sent to more than 500,000 voters in Montana. Last month, Yellowstone County District Court Judge Michael Moses found that several laws enacted by Republicans in 2021 violated the state constitution. They included laws moving to an earlier date the deadline for voters to register, creating stricter requirements for voter ID at the polls, and outlawing paid ballot collection by third parties. Jacobson's office sent incorrect information in voter pamphlets 3 weeks after Judge Moses struck down the three new laws related to voting. The state published 509,324 copies of the document, which county governments pay to distribute. Voters should bring to their polling places some form of ID if they're voting in person. That can include a driver's license, a state ID, tribal photo ID, or college ID. If a voter doesn't have any of those, he or she can provide an official document with their name and address, including a voter registration card, a utility bill, a bank statement, a paycheck, or official government document. Same-day voter registration is in effect, so voters can register and vote at the polls on Tuesday, November 8th, and voters can register in person at election offices now through Election Day. The Montana State Prison will suspend visitation indefinitely at the end of October because of the hollowed-out workforce at the facility outside Deer Lodge. Visitation of inmates in the prison will end October 31st. The Montana Department of Corrections said Thursday that it deemed the suspension necessary due to the prison's low staffing levels. Currently, one-third of the 257 correctional officer positions are unfilled. We recognize the importance of in-person visitation to inmates and their friends and families, but we must place safety and security of the public, staff, and inmates above all else, Department of Corrections spokesperson Carolyn Bright said in an email on Thursday, adding that the department intends to resume normal visitation as soon as it is safely possible. According to the National Institute of Corrections, a division of the U.S. Department of Justice, visitation plays a significant role in reducing recidivism. The Institute's 2011 study found that any visit reduced the risk of recidivism by 13% for felony reconvictions and 25% for technical violations. In order to help ease the impact of suspending visitation on inmates as well as on their families and friends, each inmate will be allowed 2 free 20-minute video visitations each week. Those calls will be in addition to 2 free weekly phone calls that each inmate is allowed. The Montana Department of Corrections said it's prioritizing activities that benefit the most inmates. Recreation involves 150 inmates at once, while visitation allows only 15 at a time. Recreation is taking place at the prison, although even that schedule is sometimes interrupted due to low staffing levels. The open positions at the prison within the last year have riled state lawmakers, drawn the attention of the governor's office, and raised safety concerns for employees. In May, the prison closed one of its units to better shape the inmate population around the posts that could be staffed. In June, Warden Jim Salmonson said the prison has long had a staffing shortage, although nothing of this magnitude. The Little Bighorn College Library and Archives has unveiled a new website which features more than 1,000 historical audio and video recordings. The project took 7 years to complete. The digitized recordings date back to the early 1950s and include things like the Crow Fair in the 1980s, hand games and oral histories, and stories from Crow veterans and leaders. Janine Peace, former president of Little Bighorn College who helped establish its archives, said the digital archives are invaluable, particularly as the Crow Nation lost many elders during the COVID pandemic. Pease said she hopes the digitization will also combat language loss. In 2011, fewer than 15% of children aged 3 to 5 in the tribe's Head Start program had knowledge of the Crow language. That's compared to the 1980s, when more than 60% of children could understand and partially speak the Crow language. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.